Farm Agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm Agent Pete Euler has you covered. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Disclaimer, individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVUA News Time 825, Newsmaker 2-time here on this Wednesday, and we're pleased to have Deb Fuller joining us on the KVUA Sutherland studio line as we talk about random acts of patriotism taking place Saturday.
Deb, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going for you today?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
We're doing well. We're doing well. So obviously, random acts of patriotism coming up here this weekend. For you, what is left here as far as the setup spot here over the next, say, 72 hours before you officially launch the event?
I've really been blessed with the guys from that area, John Kitt and all those guys. They came and picked up the trailer with all the flags the other day, and they get out there before sunup, and by sunup, they've already got the flags posted.
Outstanding. So, Deb, walk us back through here. What's going to be taking place here on Saturday? It sounds like, as usual, a fairly low-key but high-impact event.
In 2002, you know, that's when this all started out there. And they've done it every year. They have banners and flags and they have a porta potty and they spend the whole day out there waving and talking to people. And there's always those few that, even with the banners and the flags, they'll go, well, what's going on? What day is it? And they'll go, 9/11. And they get the deer in the headlight look, and they go, September 11th. And then all of a sudden it dawns on them that, oh, yeah, you know, 20 years, you know, people tend to forget and whatnot. But, you know, they're out there to honor all those that died that day, all the firefighters and the police officers and the Port Authority and everybody that lost their life that day. It's just a way to let the people know that here in Kansas, we haven't forgot.
Deb, along those lines here, obviously we're dealing with an increasing part of the population that didn't go through 9/11 and really doesn't have the visual or the emotional connection here. Obviously, though, there's going to be a visual and emotional connection with all the flags in place here Saturday.
True, that it's just the looks of people, the waves, people standing through the sunroofs, hanging out, waving with their cameras, taking pictures, the honking, they'll turn around and come back and just want to be a part of it, you know, and it's open to anybody and everybody. If you can only stay 5 minutes, if you can stay 5 hours, whatever your schedule allows, I strongly encourage everybody to go out and just the simple act of standing there with a flag and waving at people, it really does impact a person after they've been out there for a while.
Yeah, it certainly is impactful. So what time will you start? What time will you finish out there, Deb?
Sun up to sundown.
Sun up to sundown.
Simple enough.
Simple enough. One of the things that you've talked about, too, Deb, is not just with the people that come out here and help from either, the area or maybe a wider range across the state, but the people that are traveling across Interstate 35 and people that had direct connections or were at one of the spaces that was hit on September 11th, 2001, that come out there. And it's one of those things I would imagine by now, maybe you get some heads up that that's coming, or is it one of those things where random acts of patriotism hits people randomly still?
Still does, because you never know who's going to be traveling that day. We had a group of police officers that were coming home from training that had been at the Murrow Building, and it deeply touched them. We've had parents dropping off their children for their first deployment. We've had there was a couple that were traveling, and they had lost somebody at both towers and at the Pentagon. We had a couple a year or two ago, they had been on vacation, and once they saw the first plane hit, they started running, and they said that's the only reason they're alive is that they didn't stick around. They just took off, and it deeply affected them, that just literally out in the middle of nowhere, people remember.
Yeah, 2,977 people perished. That's the deadliest terrorist attack in world history, and certainly the deadliest on American soil, as upwards of 344 firefighters, 71 law enforcement, and 55 military personnel at the Pentagon perished. 2,605 U.S. citizens perished that day, now 20 years ago. And there are still people, rescue workers, who responded to the scene in the days and months after the attack that have since died as well. And there are still people feeling the effects that were working that tragedy that day that have been struck by illness due to...
Yeah, there's a large number of them that have come down with cancer and whatnot from all the toxic fumes and chemicals.
Indeed. So a day we will not forget. And again, exactly where will you be set up, Deb?
On I-35 at the exit 160, which is the Melbourne exit, actually on the overpass. There'll be flags on the on-ramp and the off-ramp and across the top.
And these flags can be visible for better than a mile.
There's one, yes. The Lebo Lumberyard has started bringing their crane with their huge flag, and I have stopped at the mile marker where it says, 1 mile to the exit, and the flag is clearly visible at that point.
Sounds good. Well, Deb, looks like the weather is going to cooperate. Hope you have a great turnout here for Random Acts of Patriotism version number 19 coming up here on Saturday.
Yes, and just, remember, you are out in the middle of nowhere. Bring some water, bring some snacks. A lawn chair, whatever you need to be comfortable for however long you're going to stay. It's greatly appreciated.
All right. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Deb Fuller, Random Acts of Patriotism, coming up this Saturday, September 11th. Big day.
If you've never been, I know there's a lot of things happening across the KVU listening area on Saturday, but I encourage you to go out. I've had a chance to cover this almost every year I've worked here. And
been
it
out
is,
there before
it
myself,
is,
yeah.
It is something else. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, we invite you to, speaking of 9/11, we'll have the 9/11 Memorial Bell.
Absolutely. Join us for that.
We first used just days after the 9/11 attack. We were first set up at fire station number 2. I think it was 3 days after the 9/11 event. And, boy, we just had a massive amount of people out ringing the bell in remembrance of those who perished on 9/11. So we will be set up downtown. Great American Market going on, but we'll be there at the intersection of 7th and Commercial, 700 block of Commercial, right in between the Crest Center and Brady Optical.
Okay.
That's where you will find us, and we invite you to stop by and ring the bell.
Please do.
In remembrance and in honor of those who perished. Now, 20 years ago, pretty vivid to those who were around when that happened.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
That is one of those which is, where were you when that happened? And for those of us who wander through that, I mean, you talk about a lot of other events in American history that have been televised, Kennedy, the Challenger, and 9/11 are, those are the three staples that I remember, for my lifetime. And 9/11's right up at the top of that list.
Well, that is seared into our memories. There is no doubt about that. 9/11, 20 years ago. And there are just so many things going on in the area for you to get out and get involved with. So a big day, but let's never forget. We will never forget. Our Newsmaker 2 segment brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete to 342-6272. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. Good morning. It's 834.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact